Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
That's right, it's your girl Kia D holding it down for We Talk Radio Network. Super excited to be back from an extra long, much needed hiatus. Super excited to be here with you today. Blessed and highly favored, when I tell you. We got a lot to talk about tonight, lots of news going down, and we've got some hot topic panelists that will be joining us as well. That's right, it's your girl Kia D holding it down for the Kia D Unplugged show right here on We Talk Radio Network. It's your favorite spot to be on a Monday night. Do not go anywhere. We'll be back with more of this incredible show with some hot topics and everything else when we return on the Kia D Unplugged show, We Talk Radio.
And I sold, and my clothes
cost me clothes.
Life for the party,
party.
Always get it started. And I sold,
Buzzy.
And I sold. I'm independent, got my own, got my own. And I can catch up if I want, if I want. Body cold, Buzzy. And I'm sold, Buzzy. And I sold, Buzzy. And my clothes
cost me.
On December cold, walk by, fill a trap. Little booty smack, don't need a lot of ass. I'm my own boss. Got my own cash. I don't need no nigga. Only thing I need's a bag. Good and I'm bougie. Gucci on my booty. Poppin' like a toolie. You ain't poppin', need to cool it. Cash it with my jeweler. Why you suck? You lookin' stupid. Winning, why they losing? Get them niggas cause they choosin'. Diamonds on me and they dance just like Prince.
Doin' a walk.
Pockets heavy, got me walkin' with a limp. I'm a budget copper boy, take a trip. Life for the party,
party.
Always get it started. And I sold,
Buzzy.
And I sold.
Sold.
I'm independent, got my own.
Got my own.
And I can catch up if I want to.
If I want.
Body cold, rough. And I'm sold, Buzzy. And I sold,
Buzzy.
And my clothes
cost
me. December cold, walk by, fill a trap. Little booty smack, don't need a lot of that. I'm my own boss and I got my own cash.
But I won't, I keep on
messing with you.
Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Super excited to be back live on the air. I think last time I was on air was in March or April. Was that March? It was March, end of March. And I took a really long break, much needed break, you know. Happy 12-year anniversary to We Talk Radio Network. We celebrated 12 years, 12 wonderful years this past May, so we celebrate all year long. So check us out on all of our social media platforms, and go follow us, like, subscribe, all that good stuff, comment on our website, on our social media platforms, like all that good stuff. Just go check us out. We got our YouTube rocking. Shout out to the team for just being amazing and just keeping the show rolling. E-Man After Show, which aired yesterday. Man, great, excellent job, man, yesterday. They had a whole prayer session for, like, all the kids going back to school and the teachers and the staff. Man, y'all go back and check that show out. It was super and fabulous. As well as Brand New Day with Emily Blue. She also aired yesterday. And coming back to next week will be the Shine Lord Radio Show. So everybody kind of took a break except for E-Man and some of our staff. So shout out to E-Man. Somebody else who took a break, much needed. much needed break, but he will be back, I think, this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. And we got guests coming up next week, so make sure y'all tune in to our shows next week. We got some amazing special guests that'll be tuning in, that'll be coming up featured here right on We Talk Radio Network. But another incredible person that I know needed a break, shout out to the incredible T. Smiley of the Cave Radio Show that airs every Saturday at 10 a.m. What's up, T. Smiley?
What's up? Man, it feels weird. Nah, it don't feel weird. Welcome back to all the listeners, the followers, you know, everybody that's been still supporting us, you know, as we've been, like she said, on the hiatus, on a little leave. But, yeah, much needed break. But, yeah, y'all will be hearing me soon. I'll be back on Saturdays, Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Listen, man, y'all, come kick it with your boy. Come kick it with your boy, T. Smiley, you know. We hang out, we kick it, we have a good time. So I got a couple things lined up for us. I think we have a couple guests that's going to be on the show. We got some new music that's going to be coming out. Y'all going to hear some more music from some of these artists that's, you know, been with us, you know. So we're going to have a good time, and welcome back. I'm glad to be here. I'm back on Kia D Unplugged.
Is going down. I'm super excited about it. We have missed a lot of stuff while we've been gone, T. Smiley. You know, I mean, we haven't missed it. We just hadn't had a chance to really talk about it. You know, R. Kelly got, 30 years in prison for his crimes, and that'll be happening again. My apologies. Got a couple things happening in the studio. But, yeah, I think he'll be getting tried again in another state. And so, it's crazy. I do want to also do an update, another crazy thing that happened. Our network here that we utilize to stream our shows, they decided, or something happened, I don't know, you know, what really happened behind the scenes, but they're not working with a particular telephone network anymore. So some of the calls aren't able to call into the radio show. So shout out to E-Man and Mandy, Dr. Mandy, who actually figured that out. And so those people would actually have to tune in online. So WeTalkRadio.com is how you can tune in online. And there's several ways. But we're really now trying to work around it and trying to find some other ways that we can figure out how, as well as our streaming service, they're also working on that too. So try to figure out how we can fix that. But in the meantime, we're still here, still rocking and rolling. There is a way to fix it, though. You can actually upgrade your plan. I think it's $2, $3 a month. But, you don't have to, right? You know, that's an extra $2, $3 a month that you don't have to spend if you don't want to. But it's totally worth it so that you can actually communicate and talk to us back and forth on the network. So lots of different things happening here that we're trying to work on and fix and pull together. Ghislaine Maxwell also was sentenced in her sexual assault case, as well as R. Kelly. Ghislaine Maxwell got 20 years. R. Kelly got 30 years. And if I'm not mistaken, Ghislaine Maxwell was international trafficking. R. Kelly was, you know, state to state. I don't know if he had any international charges. R. Kelly did marry. It is not alleged he married Aaliyah while she was underage, and there are court documents that have proven this. And there are also court documents that said that he actually paid somebody inside of the clerk's office or something like that to help him with this process because she was underage. So really crazy stuff that's happening right now. And the fact that those parents have not been charged is crazy to me. You know, I don't understand how in the world the parents haven't been charged. Like, real talk. I think I'm almost positive we got one of my favorite people here in the building. She is the incredible sales manager for We Talk Radio. She's also one of our Hot Topic panelists here on We Talk Radio. Shout out to the incredible Bernice. What's going on, Queen?
Queen, thank you. I tell you,
yes.
It's just good to be here. How is everything?
Man, glad to be back. We took a break, as everyone knows now, and we are back and in full effect. Excited to be back on the air. You know, everybody, what'd you say? I know I said it because I'm excited. She smiles. I'm like, you already said that. I know. I'm excited.
Right?
I am excited. But listen, I'm gonna let you speak to T Smiley too. He in the studio with me today.
What's
T
up, Bernice?
Smiley.
I miss everybody.
It's so good to be back.
Man, listen, man. I was on the road. I got off work at 3 and I'm just getting home probably like a few minutes before the show. So I'm rushing in here trying to get in the studio and get situated. I'm like, man, let me get back in the flow of this.
Well, I tell you the thing that's about this situation, we're all still here and we haven't melted yet.
That's right. Ooh, man,
ooh.
We haven't melted, but we close to it. Let me tell you something that I don't want. I don't want to go to hell. Because I'm barely making it in Texas. I just don't think my skin is going to be able to take the melting pot of heat that consistently will flow. I ain't ready. So I'm going to do everything I can to keep it right.
I'll pass on that Price is Right bonus. I'll pass that to the next person. I don't want it.
And you know what's crazy? At the beginning of the summer, Fernice, somehow my AC went out. T Smiley's AC went out in the car. Both my AC units went out in the car. You talking about death traps, and it took forever to try and find the right person that wasn't overcharging because, you know, everybody wanted to charge a grip.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were losing.
Gratuity is high.
Man, let me tell you. But how God worked it out, let me tell you, this is so crazy how God worked it out. I almost got my AC fixed for $3.99. That's how cheap I got my, and my AC blows absolutely wonderful. Wonderful. I'm so blessed.
I call that favor.
Woo! Because a couple of days later, Fernice, it read 115 in my car, in my temperature meter. At 115, I don't even know who made
it.
Man, from the inside out, baby, from the inside out. Listen, so we talked a few moments ago.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, what you say?
Oh no, I was just gonna say I've gotten in my car and driving down the road with the heat inside the car and the heat coming from the pavement. My dashboard read 115.
It's bad, man. It's pretty crazy out there. Seriously, y'all be safe, stay hydrated, drink plenty of water. Seriously, the best thing to do when it's this hot outside is just drink plenty of water, stay as cool as you can, and thank you, T. Smiley, and stay in the house if you don't have to go somewhere because it really is hot outside. And we really got another less than 30 days of it. We're in August now. So I can't believe it's almost Christmas. This is just crazy. But anyway, insane. One of the things that we have not had a true opportunity to talk about, Bernice, is the fact that R. Kelly was convicted of his sex crimes against women. So was Ghislaine Maxwell. R. Kelly gets 30 years. Ghislaine Maxwell got 20. Those of you who know Ghislaine Maxwell, she was connected to, not Harvey Weinstein. Oh, man, I can't even think of the guy's name right now. Anyways, I'll think of it in a minute. But she was connected to this big-time
millionaire who also was about to be convicted, Epstein, that's it, Jeffrey Epstein, who was about to be potentially convicted of these crimes as well, but he allegedly hung himself in prison. So with, no one knows his story. Ghislaine Maxwell ended up taking a lot of those charges. Tell me how you feel. I don't know if you really, you know, I don't know how you feel about that. You know, how, what are your feelings about this situation with R. Kelly? R.
I was taught that if you do the crime, you do the time. I don't care what status that you have, what status you feel like you're on. I don't care what color your skin is or where you think you're from. You do the crime, you do the time. That's my thought. You
point blank. You know,
if you are you supposed to go straight, and you go off to the right, you pick yourself up, and you go off to the left. Now it's up to you to figure out what's causing you to go right and left off that straight line. Now, if you like falling off, you're going to keep doing it. And if you keep doing it, there are consequences. To every cause, there is an effect. To every action, there is a reaction. Think you're going to get caught? You're going to get caught on this side of heaven or the other. Either way, you're going to do the time when you do the crime.
What about his? What about the parents, right? And the people who are around him, his enablers, his, you know, all of his friends and his entourage. You know, what about these people, his bandmates, his the other members of the other team? What about them who watched, who stood by and didn't say anything, or stood by, didn't say anything, and didn't call the cops?
They're just as guilty.
They're just as guilty. So when
they're
do we begin
guilty.
To when do we begin to prosecute them? T. Smiley, what you think about that?
I think a lot of people got paid off, and it was just, you know, kind of one of those he gonna take the hit for everybody type deal, which is probably why they're getting 30. But I mean, even still, like, they gotta, you know, somebody gotta answer to this as to, you know, if you think about it, you marrying somebody underage, then of course the parents know about it, and I'm sure they got some money for it to be allowed. You know, so it's a lot behind them closed doors. But you know, he did make a whole album, you know, about a song called "Trapped in the Closet." So I mean, he was telling you from chapter one to however many chapters it went. Yeah, all his songs,
right.
he was telling us everything in all his songs.
That being said, since he's put it in his songs, because I had a conversation with somebody. I didn't have a conversation. I was listening to someone. I decided not to get in that conversation because I was like, I don't want to be in that conversation. But they were saying, I don't care about R. Kelly. I don't care about what R. Kelly did. What he did was what he did. No, I'm sorry. They said they didn't care about, they made a distinguishing characterization between his the character and the music.
The music is good, but the man behind him.
Yeah. Right. He, you know, it's like the man, but he created good music. I'm going to keep listening to his music. But if he potentially created this music with the thought process of what he was doing, and not with the intent to bring it out like that, because he didn't want nobody to know, but what that he wanted people to know, but that was what was behind it potentially. Are we supposed to still listen to this music?
The thing about that is, every song has a backstory. You can't come up with a song without having a meaning behind it. And so, as long as he's been doing this, every song that he done came foreplay. What's the other one?
You remind me of my
Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
12 play with a 12-year-old. I mean, I don't know.
That part. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nursery rhyme-ish.
No. First of all, he was giving her instructions on what to do.
Yep. We're going to go to my room of fun.
Yeah.
Two,
I'm not even finna. I'm not finna give.
That's what
no.
I'm saying.
I'm not doing
all of them had a backstory. So he was telling all these young girls, listen, this song and this song, I'm doing this song, but you remember what I did, you know? This song about you, baby.
Now I wanna ask you because
I'm gonna leave.
I can't. And that's the problem because he's got such amazing hits, right?
Yeah, because he was flying on top of the world, screaming with the world.
Yeah, he
was flying. He told us. He said that he believed he can fly.
Yeah,
so
like
he did. He was telling us.
So remember when we were growing up, you know, Fernice. Growing up as a little girl,
singing them up in church,
listening right, singing in church, and then going to the car playing R. Kelly, right?
Yeah.
But think about if we had an opportunity at that young age to go meet and greet with R. Kelly, we would have went. I know I would have went.
You would have been in
the no,
dungeon.
And I would have been somewhere in somebody's dungeon.
In the closet.
I know if I had a true opportunity and I knew it was a real opportunity to potentially go meet R. Kelly, ain't no telling what coulda, woulda happened.
Would have happened.
You know, because we were starstruck at that time. I wanted to be Aaliyah so bad.
Everybody did.
Oh,
well,
you
did.
Nobody. Everybody did.
That's why he got some young girls. They all want to be Aaliyah.
That's right.
I can tell you one thing about me, though. I wouldn't have left with him. My granny would have shot him for trying to get her to allow that to happen. I'm sorry, not where I grew up. No, my grandmother didn't play that at all. You can go, but you come back. No, you're not going to stay all night with a grown man. No, you're not.
Now, that
would have never happened with me.
I would have had to sneak on the city bus. Like, I would have had to, it would have been a sneak situation where it would have been a somewhere I shouldn't have been kind of situation. I wouldn't have been authorized by my mama, stepdaddy, to go, you know, at all. Had I had the chance, I would have went. And I just thank God that, I didn't have the opportunity. And, and two, you know, that we have the wherewithal now to see so we can actually help some of these young girls that are coming up and let them know, hey, look, what you watching, you know, some of these young boys that you see and these young girls that you see, you don't have to be them. You can be your own unique self.
He had another song called World's Greatest.
Oh, man. And
I'm over here thinking about all the songs.
He did.
I'm the happiness.
Listen, that song is such a hit.
The World's Greatest.
That song was such a
hit.
The
world's greatest pedophile.
Listen, Fernice, I'm telling you, every time
pedophile.
I hear the world's greatest, I get teary-eyed. That's how amazing that song is.
Yeah.
I cannot listen to that song without getting teary-eyed. And this is before the case. This ain't got nothing to do with the case.
That's what I'm saying. This man was bragging.
He was brilliant, though.
He was.
But are we supposed to follow him still? Are we still supposed to listen to his song? He created this music
In time, a man can make a song, an album called The Chocolate Factory.
Oh, gosh.
I'm on board. I'm sorry.
Oh,
we listening to some Chocolate Factory at honeymoon.
I'm
sorry.
Negative. Not
happening. The boy took a bit of candy, so too. He was like, listen, we call it The Chocolate Factory. The dungeon is The Chocolate Factory.
And we will not, disclaimer, we will not sing to any R. Kelly on our honeymoon, okay? Okay.
With a little bumping. I'm sorry. We're going to keep talking about R. Kelly. I'm coming up with all the songs tonight.
And you, that's another one, though. I'm nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
Right. That's what you're saying.
You're right. You're telling whoever want to listen, I don't see nothing wrong with it, baby. That kind of crap.
You're telling them little girls.
Man, listen. Well, I got an update for you. I got an update. The prison actually put $28,000 of R. Kelly's prison commissary on hold after he failed to pay his fine. Thousands of dollars have been placed on hold. Can't touch it. I think he got $500 in funds this week that's available to him. Now you're talking about a man who had $28,000 in his account.
Damn.
Taking all the way down to 500.
Now, in a letter submitted on Thursday, prosecutors wrote that the Bureau of Prisons informed them that the defendant had accumulated substantial funds in his inmate trust account. The trust account is used to buy food and other items in the prison's commissary. Now, this is according to the Bloomberg report. Kelly actually apparently had $28,328.24 in his account at the time of the filing, but the Bureau of Prisons has limited access to $500 in funds this week. Prosecutors claim that Kelly neglected to pay $140,000 in court fines in his case and wished to use his commissary balance to pay these down. He got $140,000. They're going to take the whole $28,000. Kelly's attorney, Jennifer Boheen, claims that the prison acted inappropriately. After seizing his funds, the government decided to file a motion to confiscate his trust account money. You're supposed to do that before you take the money. So I guess they did it backwards. She claimed in an email to the government that they were confiscated by the prison with no notice to him and without any court order. She said that it was not the first time that a prison employee unlawfully accessed her client's account and personal information. Now, Kelly, who was actually 55, was sentenced June to 30 years in prison for sexual exploitation of a child, bribery, kidnapping, racketeering, and sex trafficking. He is ordered to pay a $100,000 fine, $900 special assessment, and a $40,000 assessment under the Justice for Trafficking Victims. Now, throughout Kelly's trial, prosecutors detailed how Kelly has sexually abused numerous women, young women, and men, some of whom were underage, over nearly a two-decade period. Now, furthermore, they said that he'd led an enterprise of managers, bodyguards, and other employees who recruited these victims for him by giving them false hope that Kelly would help them with their entertainment careers. The singer also faces separate state crimes. I told you he still wasn't done yet. He's got separate state crimes, trials in Illinois and Minnesota that have pleaded, and he's pleaded not guilty in those states. Why? I don't know. He is due back in court in Chicago on August 15th, here in a couple days. Kelly has faced child pornography charges in Chicago in 2022, but was ultimately acquitted in 2002. I'm sorry. He faced child pornography charges in Chicago in 2002, but he was acquitted in 2008. And y'all remember that child pornography charge that he had? That was that video that he said his brother, that's my brother. That ain't even me. That's my brother. He threw his own brother under the bus. For those charges. Now here we are again. We could have from if they had just convicted him at when he was accused in 2002, there would have been a lot of young girls who would not have had to go through this. From all of the people that were helping him, the enterprise of managers, bodyguards, and other employees that recruited the victims, giving them false hope that we're going to give you an entertainment. Kelly's gonna give you an entertainment career. That kind of crap.
Yeah. They're all guilty.
So they gonna take his money. If you owe $140,000 and you got $28,000 on your commissary and they take all of that, do you think he got any more money?
Yeah. With that chick that he
well, she better go ahead and pay his fine. Why they hadn't paid his fine? All they had to do was set up a payment arrangement. Everybody knows that. She must not be too smart. If she don't know, just call down there and make a payment arrangement, or maybe he told her not to. Somebody ain't managing this stuff right. Bernice, I need to hear your opinion, too. That's crazy.
What'd you say? A payment arrangement. But you know what? This is how I feel. He don't need a payment arrangement. They should have taken his money. He should not be allowed to live so far above everyone else who's in there for the same crime. Period. So he's still living large. It's already bad enough that they give them 3 meals a day. He's still not suffering.
What a woman.
You do the crime, you do the time.
That's my jam right there.
Again,
when a woman loves,
sing it, T.
Listen, he must love it too. I'm gonna need you to stop Kelly's song. Please, I need you to help a sister out.
I was thinking about all of
these songs. Help a sister out. Listen, it's been a lot of stuff that's been happening since we've been gone. A lot of stuff. There was a pastor,
a bishop.
That, as a matter of fact, I'm gonna let T. Smiley. What is it, Bishop Whitehead? Bishop Whitehead. Have you heard about this story?
No. Tell me.
I gotta tell you about it. T. Smiley, go ahead and break that story down with Bishop Whitehead. Go ahead.
All right. Well, Bishop Whitehead was, you know, doing his Sunday morning sermon, and you know he was inside his church house, and he was up there in front of the people, and this guy's preaching, and it's on live. You know how they do; they put it on live, stream it live on, you know, Facebook or whatever. Anyway, this man's up preaching, and then all of a sudden he just stops in the middle of his sermon. And was like, okay, throwing his hands up. Okay, all right, and for you know it, it's about 3-4 guys that came into the church in the middle of his sermon and robbed the man, robbed him.
Wow.
They went after him and his wife. And, you know,
wow.
You probably would think, like, okay, he, it's four dudes, you know, and they only going after the pastor and wife. Like, you know, why they ain't going after everybody else?
But wait.
But
the pastor's wife was holding their 8-month-old child.
Let me get to that part.
Okay.
So they, you know, they go to the pastor, and by this time he's getting down on his knees with his hands up saying, all right. But over in the where they couldn't see on the camera, they went up to his wife, and his wife was holding their 8-month-old daughter. And these guys put a gun up to, you know, the wife with the baby in the arms, and put the gun to the pastor, and they proceeded to get all the jewelry from both of them, which added up to be about easy $2 million. $2
million. What? What?
$400, that's
the... I'm sorry. Allegedly, they said it was $2 million,
right.
But after getting everything, it was over $400,000. $400K of jewelry. But still. They even went as far as taking the cross, the gold cross off his neck.
And his bishop ring.
Is this the pastor that's very flashy?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
That's him.
And that's the reason why it happened. End of story. You being flashy, you out there going in the hood, driving around with all these expensive cars and wearing all these name brand clothes and getting out and saying this and saying that. I mean, you had a target on your back. You got a target on your back. And then this guy, you know, he goes on and get on this on his live stream and was saying, I pay $50,000 for, you know, for them to be arrested and all that other stuff. And I'm like, you still didn't get it. You didn't get it, man. You're missing the big picture. They come after you because you flashy, bro. They know you got money.
That could have turned out a different kind of way.
He could have got shot and killed.
Man, yes. You know, you have someone have a gun on your wife and your child.
Yeah.
Anything could have happened. That gun could have just went off. You can't replace a life.
And you in church.
But to be flashy,
Sunday morning, sir.
Yes. And I noticed the same pastor. And he's very flashy with his cars.
Yes, that's him.
All the time.
He's flashy with his cars. He's flashy with his jewelry. He's flashy with his houses. He's flashy with his clothes. And so is his wife. Now, this is the deal, right? You should be able to flash whatever you want to flash. If you work hard, according to him, you know, that's not the church's money. He has real estate properties and all his, you know, businesses that he owns. And so that's where his money comes from, according to him, right? But so him being flashy shouldn't be a reason to be robbed, right? Or should it, right? Right. But we talking about Brooklyn. We talking about Brooklyn. So I guess it would be a reason to be robbed, right? I mean, you know, I'm just walking through the process here. But at the end of the day, you should be able to wear what you want to wear, right? It shouldn't dictate.
But the thing about it is you're a bishop, first of all, okay? And yes, it shouldn't matter. At the same time, people are looking at how you are living versus them paying their tithes at church, and they don't see, you know.
No, right, because we've seen some of them church members,
exactly.
And they didn't look like they were falling out of control at all.
And so what is he putting back into the church? What is he putting back into the community?
Well, first of all, he ain't putting nothing in the church because he has security. With all that money, you ain't got now one protection.
My point, putting nothing back. So that's what got him. I hope he got the message. I'm hoping he did.
Well, it clearly says in the Bible, money is the root of all evil. So
yes, it is.
Ain't nothing good gonna come out of you being you know what you call it being flashy.
Flashy.
Ain't nothing good coming
from that. Boasting, bragging is what you should not do because that's what it looks like from the outside looking in at him. You're boasting and bragging about what you have. Now, that may not be his intention, but that is what it looks like. And when you're not putting back into what you're supposed to put back into, your church, he should have had security cameras, like you said, security, especially when you're flashy, when you're putting out there all these things you have, you're driving around in your expensive vehicles with your suicide doors. You have to be careful. You have to have protection. I mean, if you putting it out there that you living and looking the part, you have to protect yourself as that part. You have to protect your church as that part. You have to protect your church members. Again, that could have went a different way. People could have lost their lives.
Yep, people could have lost their lives. And I mean, you know, it's crazy to even have to think about something like that. But, you know, being a leader, man, like I done been around Dallas. I done been around bishops. I done been around all of them. And when I seen this video, one thing I had to do was tell my uncle, which is the pastor, like, hey man, listen, you got to be careful, man. I had to tell him a story and all that, you know, because he's around bishops. So it's like, you know, just because you in that position don't mean ain't nobody looking at you. It don't mean like, you know, everybody ain't saved. Everybody don't know God like that. You know what I'm saying? And so you got to be careful, man. It's crazy.
You know, the other thing that I wanted to, you know, say about that particular piece is, you know, a lot of people now are talking about a conspiracy theory as it pertains to him setting that up so that he could get robbed, so that he could do an insurance claim, allegedly. I'm not here to say that is true or not. That's just what people are actually claiming. And what he actually did was he was so upset about it, he's actually gone on several radio shows. He done gone off on a couple people. Fat Joe actually went off on him. Y'all go check out that fact. So a guy by the name of Larry Reed, who is a big radio, YouTuber, and I don't know if he's on any of the other platforms, but I know he's a big YouTuber, Larry Reed. Bishop Whitehead actually went off on Larry Reed. He actually went off on the girl who was on Larry Reed's show and called her a biggie. That's what he called her. Heavier side, you know, called her a biggie, you know, being real mean and negative to this woman. And then I'm going to let you say what he said.
So this is what happened. during that argument with them, you know, he's going back and forth with them, and I'm like, man, for him to be a bishop. Now this is right before he said what he said, but he was just going off, and I was like, I told Kid D, I said, man, he doing everything because as soon as I said that, it just came out, and he was like, he went from bishop to a nigga out the street real quick.
He did,
and he went. I'm sorry, I had to say it like that, but I mean, it's just the truth. Like when it's in you, it's gonna come out. It's eventually gonna come out. So, you know, he said what he had to say, and you know, he set him straight, and which, you know, I honestly applauded him on that, because I'm like, you know, sometimes, you know, these, you know, sometimes they act like, you know, they ain't got it in them, and you know, sometimes it'll take you there, but it depends on, you know, how you can come back on it. Now, if you can come back and get it right, you know what I'm saying, and apologize in a good way, and then just keep doing what you're doing, then that's something I follow, because we all human. We human first. We a man first. So, I mean, I get it. But at the same time, if you take that and, you know, just say what you want to say and then just keep on doing the actions of the reasons why you got robbed, then you know, you need to go back down. You need to go back down there, Bishop. Go back down on your knees, brother.
And you know what's interesting is during that live video, one of the live videos, because he's done a press conference, all kind of stuff. But during one of the live videos, right after he got robbed, during one of the live videos, one specific thing that he said was that he personally had $50,000. For the head of the person, not necessarily for anybody, any details that lead to the arrest of that person, he was going to give them 50 grand, and which was letting everybody know, first of all, he has 50 grand on hand, potentially right now, to just, you know what I'm saying, to throw away. So now you're putting yourself in a vulnerable position yet again to be robbed yet again, and then they're going to take you to the bank and rob you. I mean, you know, like, I couldn't believe it. You know, like, I couldn't believe it. He didn't say, hey, we got a donation. He was like, no, it's me. I got the money right now. And whoever, you know, at some point in time, you got to stop being so ornery. You know, stop being so ornery and shut it up. I'm gonna bring another radio personality into the show. We've got the incredible host. I talked about him earlier in the show. They did a full prayer session last night for all of the kids going back to school. I'm gonna bring him in real quick so he can say hello. This is the incredible E-Man After Show host, E-Man. What's going on, E-Man?
How y'all doing tonight? Hello, what's going on? The Kia D Unplugged Show. How y'all doing?
Good.
Oh man, I'm fantabulous on this afternoon. Just sitting back listening to the show. I say, hey, I'm gonna have to call in and try to chime in on what y'all talking about. How you doing, Miss Kia Davis?
I'm good. Did you happen to see the video on Bishop Whitehead, the young man who was robbed at gunpoint while he was preaching?
Sunday morning service.
Y'all don't think that's staged? You got to know it was staged because at the end of the day, if you look at the guy in the black that was reading the Bible, he sat over there and watched it like, okay, I'm going to let this all go down. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to sit here till, you know, it all play out. I mean, T. Smiley, if you was getting robbed and you was my right-hand man, I'm going to do something.
Listen, E-Man, he was watching like he was watching her skirt. He never moved. He never moved.
At all.
Sorry.
I say that's unbelievable.
If I'm outnumbered now, I'm just going to be honest. And we in the church, and honestly, that would be the last thing to cross your mind of anything happening, right? So if I'm in church and I'm sitting at the front and I know I got one, but I ain't got it on me, and you see four dudes come up in the church with a gun, Yeah, I'm gonna sit there like I'm gonna sit there like a knot on the log too, because guess what? My life ain't that important to save yours, brother. I'm sorry, it ain't. Not right
but
now.
You know what I would have did, T. Smiley? I would have ran. I would have got up out of there. I would have been like, man, I'm not going to sit here. If I'd have seen them coming, I'd have been one of them dudes that went down on my knees, crawl out. I'd have tried to get out of there. I'd have did something.
In prayer, immediately, yes. Yes.
I'd have been like, oh, Jesus. Let me.
I was praying, you know, just in case, you know, somebody come up on me. I'm like, keep my eyes up while I'm praying. But
I'd be like,
you
dude, you on your own.
I know. What you say, man?
I just said it was just I don't want to bring this back up because I know this is not the topic. I almost look like the Will Smith slap to me. I don't know if that was still real or not. I'm like, is this how we get money? What, me and T? We need to act something out, Mr. T. You get paid off of this kind of stuff, Mr. T.
Oh, man.
I
know. Who going to slap who? That's what I want to know. Who going to slap who?
T. Smiley is just going to be on his show, and I'm going to take the mic, and he going to take it back. No, you ain't hogging the mic. We just going to do something crazy. You know what I'm saying? Well, if it's going to get us paid, you know, because it's all in the media, you know, and so. Just to allude on what you guys were saying, I think everyone, you know, it's just hard to tell, you know. People are doing a whole lot of crazy stuff for just attention now, just for notoriety, just for a like and a click, and just for money, you know. And it's unfortunate in the times that we're living in. Who would, in their right mind, really want to go up in a church and rob a preacher? But these are the times we're living in.
You
know, that's
they had to have seen it sitting right there. They had to have seen that camera. They walked past it. They didn't care. They had that gun at that pastor the whole time. I was scared for the pastor. I was in shock watching the video. I couldn't even imagine being in church on a on in a safe place that I'm thinking is an extremely safe place, and four armed gunmen walk up in the church
and go straight to the pastor.
And you know,
I heard T. Smiley say, right, because I heard T. Smiley say his uncle is a pastor. My brother is a pastor, and we talk about that all the time, you know. My brother's like, well, I love the Lord, but if they show up in here, we're gonna have to put the Bible down for just a little bit. You understand what I'm saying? Because there's a whole lot of brothers to get to the pastor at my brother's church before they get to the pastor.
Right.
Nobody moved.
So how is it that this young man didn't have that same thing located in Brooklyn, in the heart of where he is?
He thought he was untouchable, man. He thought he was untouchable. And if you don't, and it's all about, man, you can agree to this, but it's all about training your men in your church if you're going to be especially a bishop.
Yeah.
You should have some kind of teaching, kind of something. Because nobody from outside the church should be able to freely walk up in the church, make their way down the aisle and V-line to the pulpit. First of all, can't nobody in the church besides the pastor and the assistant pastors, all them can get in the pulpit. I wish you would step up in the pulpit. You ain't supposed to. What they saying? Get out of there. You ain't supposed to be up there.
Right,
I heard
right.
that all my life.
Right.
Even to this day.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and
sir.
I've been in many churches.
But yeah.
I done seen the church over in Dallas, over at Saintsville. It was a guy walked in from the front of the church. And he was causing commotion and walked all the way up. And you know what he did? And that church was still it was full of pastors, superintendents, and everything. You know what happened? The guy from the street came in, walked all the way down the aisle, got up and walked in the pulpit and sit down in the bishop chair.
What?
Wow.
Wow.
but wow. You know something else, Miss Davis and Phoenicia and T. Smiley. We had an incident at the Potter's house about a few Sundays ago. They was, and not to get off topic, they was doing a protest down in Houston. They started at Joe Osteen Church. Well, they showed up at the Potter's house with that same deal that they was going to interrupt service. T. Smiley, you know security. You're a director.
Oh, yeah.
The lady was going to, they were supposed to drop their clothes and get naked.
What?
By the time she got out of her seat and got halfway to the front, they snatched up so quick. I knew she didn't think she could come into Potter's house church and you not get snatched up. They snatched up so quick to the cameras couldn't even capture it because she was up out of there. I mean, they picked up by legs, arms, all types of stuff. you understand? So how important is it to have security? I don't care what small church is. Just your deacon and your right-hand man, no one should be able to get what we would call the best of you, the back. You know, if you know how we grew up in church. If you got through those two doors, it was somebody greeting you right there.
Yep, you go ahead.
You know?
Yep. You got ushers, but you got two guys on one side watching the door. Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. And you able to walk straight up to the pastor like no songs. Somebody could have played some music or something. We could have shouted out. We could have acted it out. You know, well, let me just go on, act like it's the spirit. I'm up out of here. But it was so quiet. It was just, I don't know. I don't know how much they got for that, but and how much the agreement was, how much they percentage each one of them got, but it was amazing to me. And so I will say this, you know, in the times we living in, you know, it's not the time to stage a lot of that if it's acting or whatever, because everybody's on edge now, you know.
Yeah.
And if we can't even go to the church house and be safe without looking around, you know, because, you know, I'm at church a whole lot of Sundays. I'll be looking at people crazy and be like, why? It hot as it is outside. Why would he have on a three-piece suit hot as it is outside? You understand? And then I have to think, well, you know, it's real cold in here in the Potter's house. You like to be in an ice box if you come up in here. So I get it. But, you know, nowadays you just lyric about the house of the Lord. So if it's the house of the Lord that we're having these kind of issues, that it's just going to amaze me what way things are going to look if we don't allow ourselves to, you know, take the proper protocol and putting all these procedures and policies in place and security, which we understand. You know, okay, what church you are, you got to have some security nowadays. If you got 10 members, two of them need to be security.
Amen.
Yep.
Yep. And it don't hurt to have undercover security.
Yes. That's what happened to that woman. They came out of they had so much security. I didn't even know we had that kind of security. I seen brothers coming out of. They were sitting in the service. They done pulled guns off their leg. I was like, what? Oh, my God. But they didn't capture it on the camera because they panned at the camera. People couldn't see it on the. But they took off so quick. I was like, oh, I didn't know he was security. I look at this big brother. I said, oh, I didn't know he was security. I said, oh, we got some firepower up in here. You're crazy. Yes. But people, you know. And so how do we really look at that? Do y'all think, is that a mental problem? Or is that the devil? Because, you know, I wouldn't even thunk it in my day to rob a church, not while service is going on.
Right.
Without,
you know.
Either. Even if the church was closed, it would not ever cross my mind to rob the house of the Lord.
Man.
But to me, it's about your faith and your soul salvation, where you're trying to go, what you believe in, who you believe in. You know, I listen to a lot of younger people in today's time. And don't get it twisted. I hear older people saying the same thing. They don't say God. They don't say Jesus. They call it the universe.
Mm-hmm.
The universe.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear that, I don't say anything because people are going to believe what they want to believe the way they want to believe
right.
I'm not
right.
going to try to change them. But when I hear that word, I just pray for them. Because that's the only thing that is left to do. We are in the last days. They are running crazy around here trying to figure out what is it that they can do to change the climate. Nothing. They're trying to figure out why it is so hot and why these grass fires are out of control. They are trying to figure out why in Antarctica, all those big icebergs are melting away. We're having record flooding, mudslides, earthquakes. You done sucked all the core off the ore out the earth. You've just misused and abused the earth. So now the earth is tired.
And it's trembling. Yes, ma'am.
We who believe that Jesus is coming back, we believe in the book of Revelation. And if you read the book of Revelation, it is fulfilling itself. No matter what you want to believe, you read it. Talk about the plague. You wonder why all these things are popping up. Come on. You can't tell summer from spring, spring from winter, and fall from summer. Come on. So it's fulfilling itself. Regardless of what you want to believe, you want to think, read it.
Yeah, he said the earth will be destroyed by fire this time. That's Revelation.
There will be war across the land. Look at all this war that's going on. And the United States, we keep dipping. We keep dipping, and we're going to keep dipping, and someone's going to react. And what's going to happen? We're going to be at war.
Oh.
China been waiting for a reason to bomb us.
Well, Taiwan.
Keep it real. Keep it real.
Email, what you say last letter?
Come again, so Keith. Smile, I didn't hear you.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but I was just saying, like, what did you say last night? I heard you say a scripture, and it said, "What if my people would have called by my name?"
Well, humble themselves and pray, but you know they skip over a lot of that scripture. You know, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, then will God heal the land.
Yes,
right.
You know. We just.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
And if you understand, if you read that particular scripture, you can't go over into Romans. He said there is no peace for the wicked.
Right.
This land is sick and it's wicked. I think that's Romans 12 somewhere down in there. There is no peace for the wicked. And if you go into Philippians, he said there's spiritual wickedness in high places. So we're talking about demonic activity takes us all the way to Revelation. The signs of the times is here. Wars on rumors of wars, you know, mothers will begin daughters, sons will begin fathers. You know, we won't be able to tell the climates, which we, as Phoenicia just saying, it's so hot. Right now, it is cold in South Africa. Right now. I'm real cold. I keep asking them to Uber us some of they. Can y'all Uber us a little bit of y'all? Just a little bit. You know, somebody drive it down here. They keep saying it's real cold in South Africa. We can't, here it is. What is this, August? We can't determine the signs of the time. I woke up the other morning at, Ms. Davis, I woke up the other morning at 6:05. It was still hot. It was still dark outside. Called Mandy, and I was like, man, I was slept. It's still dark. Mandy said, it ain't dark. It's daylight. I said, no, it's not. We argued because it was dark on my side of town. It was daylight on hers. I say, well, is it going to rain? And she said, "Evan, I said, "No, the sun is coming up now." I had to take a picture and prove it. Why? Because we can't understand the climax. But I do got a question to ask y'all. I'm kind of naivete to this. I didn't think we can control the time to go back from daylight to savings time. Now they're saying that we're going to have daylight saving time all year round. I didn't know we control
right.
that.
Yes, we do.
So this
they
is why man is trying to...
Time.
Mm-hmm.
That we do control.
And so
that we don't... We can't control when it gets dark and when it gets light, but we can control the time that we set or whatever, you know, the daylight saving time, quote unquote. But they said they ain't going to even do that. That's not even in effect anymore. It's, you know.
Right.
You
that's
know.
What they're saying. Well, it says to me, if man keep, there's one thing I noticed, we keep trying to get to the moon. But as we get so far up, everything explodes because as she was talking about Revelation, you would not be able to get into the heavens.
Oh.
They're trying to escape
mm-hmm.
the wrath.
They're trying to escape
mm-hmm.
it. Look, they building ships so they can leave here when stuff start getting bad. They want to make sure they got their ship already ready to go to the moon or Mars or whatever they got set up.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not.
Yes. God said he would refuse the language before I allow you to get into the heaven. When they was building the towers, everybody was speaking the same language. They got so far up to everybody's language changed, so they couldn't finish the tower. That scripture is right there in your Bible. Same thing. Everybody trying to get to the moon. You get so far, you don't know what. I wouldn't know what Mr. T saying. What you saying? Because you won't be able to. You won't be able to get into the heavens. Why? Because it's one creator. It's not the universe. The universe is not the creator.
Right.
God is the creator of everything.
Right.
Just my observation, you know. And we'll bring it all the way back to the pastor.
Okay.
Yeah, he may be flashy. But, you know. What type of members do he attract over there at his church? Did y'all see the members?
We did. A couple of them, remember, they were running through the front of the camera. They looked like average people. You know, you couldn't see right. You didn't see a whole lot of people. You know, maybe 6-7 people is what you were able to see come across the screen.
And so, I don't know if this is true. I'm going to say allegedly. They say he ain't got but 15 members.
It did sound a little empty. Can't lie about that.
You understand what I'm saying?
It sounded a little empty in the church. You know how you can tell when you're in a small building? Yeah, he was in a smaller sanctuary. It wasn't.
That would be the last.
So,
but you got 15 members and you got all this money. You got all this. Where's all that stuff coming from?
That part. Mm. What are you investing your money in? Because it don't look like you're investing in a new building.
Hold on. I know what happened. This is probably what happened. Nowadays you can go on Mr. Google and search and
buy you some members.
You can buy you some members. You can buy your title. You can buy all that. So I could be a thug now. I could be a big time thug now. But tomorrow I could be a bishop, baby.
Now, let me tell you one thing I do know. This is a fact that he actually said. Because people were wondering, because he spent time in prison. He was in prison for about 5 years.
Mm.
For 5 years. He did 5 years.
Mm.
And I think it was for fraud. I can't remember. Was fraud? Okay. So they were like, well, how you go from a pastor, from going to prison to being a pastor? Everybody wanted to know. And he addressed that. Chilly.
Mm.
He was getting his life together before he went to prison. He was getting his life together. So he had done all his bad stuff. He was getting his life together, and that's when they came after him. So he had already started the process of becoming a minister once he got into prison.
Yeah, because he went online.
Mm.
Good. Everybody got access to the internet. I'm telling you, I've seen it happen down here. How in the world are you a pastor, bro? Like, you just became a minister like last week.
Right. And you're an apostle already?
They got classes for that.
Yeah, you're definitely right. That's why I told Mandy, I know you're a doctor, but some people gonna want to know if you you understand what I'm saying? Yes, because you got people can literally go, you know, if they don't put the work in, if they don't do the work,
well,
because and you go online for a couple of $100 and become a, you know,
you
bishop. Mm-hmm.
I'll
and then dress
here,
it up
I
because
tomorrow, apostle. What you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Apostle get paid a little bit more.
Get you one of them little stands that put your eye tablet on.
Yep.
Get you one of them a podiums. Put you a microphone
man,
up there. Put you a light in the back. You know, you think you got plenty of members. You ain't got but 15.
Nice fitted robe, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got to get that fitted robe.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Make it look.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Make
you
it
know, custom
me,
made.
Everybody, you know? When I shout,
mm-hmm.
you know, it got to be flying in the air.
He said, swoosh out at the bottom. I can't.
Get you some of them lampshade glasses, way too big for your face. And Lord forbid if you can hold a note, you can sing, because if you can sing, that's a double whammy.
Wait, hold on. Let me ask you that. You got to go find a teacher that can play or that can sing. And go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
You got to go find one of them tambourine players. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Ring. Ring-a-ling-ling.
Hey, listen. Y'all know we emotional in church. Y'all know we emotional. All you got to do is sing one of them good old spiritual songs. Everybody going to drop. Them 15 people going to give up some money. You understand what I'm saying? It's just how, listen, I've been doing church a long time. I know how it goes.
Listen, you get 15 people to give $100. You good to go every Sunday.
That's 1500.
That's what I'm
right?
saying. And you know, you go in them small churches, you go back for 3-4 offerings. You know, you're going to have to come back for that second offering because you didn't make enough that first time. So you got to go back to second round, you know what I'm saying?
Call the
pastor
Sunday.
Shine, oh,
there you go.
Shine, sister Aura. Ain't nothing like that. Cause you know, we as a people, that's where our faith come from. On the backbone of our religion.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you tap into our emotions like that, you better not have no alligator shoes on. You better came out of them and put up there.
Mate. Yep. They were trying to take him for everything he had. Not only did they go after him, but they went after his wife who was holding.
Because they were going to give it back. The whole key, they were going to give it back. Let us get it off of you. We're going to meet around the alley and give you your part back.
Oh, my gosh.
You understand what I'm saying? Now, we might keep this Rolex watch just in case, you know, but we're going to give part of it back because at the end of the day, you done already sung the song and got the money you need because he said, how much did he say he had on him? I think he said he had a certain fee of money. Who takes $400,000 to church?
Between him and his wife.
I don't even take $100.
I don't even take $100 worth of jewelry. You sure right.
To church?
Why? Why?
Why? Yeah, just for what? Why?
Why?
I mean,
why?
I didn't see no screens up there, so you ain't on camera. you know, it can't be flashy because I didn't see no screens up there. You understand what I'm saying? Why? Who know you had that on that Sunday?
He had to build his publicity. So now that's what happened. Didn't nobody know about him because he just got there. Hey, he just printed out the papers the other day. I'm telling you.
That's the key right there, Mr. P. Listen, I'm telling you, people that do a lot of things in the name of Christ.
People got to know me. What can I do to get my name out there?
Oh, he did it all right. I don't think he realized that he was going to get this kind of backlash. Because when I tell you people went in on this man, he was concerned that people were concerned about how much jewelry, why he wore all that jewelry, the value of the jewelry. He was mad that they was concerned about it. Why y'all even worried about how much jewelry I had on? I was robbed. My wife was robbed at gunpoint. She was holding our 8-month-old baby. Don't y'all understand that? And they like, yeah, but why you got that much jewelry on the church?
How much cross cost? $100,000? That better have been the most money you spent on that cross, my brother.
The community and the public and social media was not having it, okay, at all, okay? Not having it. Now, this is good. Before we go, because I know we're rounding the night out. I want to talk about another story. And it goes into the whole security situation, right? This pastor needed security. Somebody else needed security, right? Dave Chappelle. So a couple weeks ago, might have been about a month or so ago now, right? So he's in Hollywood at the Hollywood Bowl performing for the comedy circuit. It was this huge comedy circuit he was doing. And there were a couple people that were performing that night, and he was performing. He had just finished his set, and it was about 10:40 p.m., and he was actually attempting to leave the stage, the Hollywood Bowl stage. And as he was exiting the stage, a man who was a part of the audience jumped up onto the stage and tackled Dave Chappelle to the ground. Now, they did have uniformed officers who witnessed the incident, and they engaged the suspect and removed him from the victim and took him into custody immediately. Okay? After he was tackled. Now, the man was 23 years old. His name is Isaiah Lee. He was actually arrested on suspicion of assault, right? Now, I don't know why he was arrested on suspicion of assault. It wasn't suspicion, baby. Everybody seen it. Ain't no suspicion. But it was suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon is actually what he was arrested on, right? He was carrying a replica gun with a knife blade inside.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the gun can eject the knife blade when discharged correctly. It was immediately clear. It wasn't immediately clear if he actually tried to use the weapon. And police said Chappelle was not injured during that incident. And Lee had a bail set of $30,000 when he was arrested. So don't know if he was actually able to make bail, but, you know, he probably did. Now, in the video footage from immediately after the attack, Chappelle quickly recovers his composure and jokes. And he says, it was a trans man, referring to an ongoing controversy surrounding some of the comedian's jokes in his Netflix specials that have been really kind of constructed as transphobic. He does say a lot of homophobic and transphobic comments and stuff like that. So a lot of the LGBTQIA community have like completely like banned him from, you know, supporting him at all because of his jokes, right? Pretty sad. 'Cause he definitely, you know, and it really says a lot about these comedians. You know, you go up there, you tell them these jokes, you think it's a joke, and somebody really takes it personal. Think about the way Will Smith was able to go up there and slap Chris Rock during Slapgate. You see what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. where was the security mm-hmm. in that moment? And I'm sure in that moment, no one knew that Will Smith, as composed as he always is, was going to go up to that stage and smack anyone, but security should have still been in place. No one moved security-wise. No one ran up to that state security-wise to stop Will Smith. He should have not. That you know should not. Been, she should have. He should have never been able to get up there. And neither should this other man. He should have never been there. So we, you know, these people do need protection. Pastors need protection. We all need protection. I want to walk around with my own security guard.
He's right.
You busy.
Here in the premises.
I love it. I got one. Hey, man, yeah. I'm gonna I'll take it.
That is actually my job.
Well, you know, I always got me some peace be still. If you know, if you don't believe in this song, I carry my peace be still all the time. Somebody gonna be still.
Oh, that's right.
No,
that's right.
Yes, Lordy.
So in that case, it's the E-Man. I know we're wrapping it up.
I want to go back to the very first story. What do you say about your our man, Mr. R. Kelly? And will you be playing any of his songs at your wedding?
I don't think we'll be playing any of his songs at the wedding.
Thank
you know,
me,
not even step in the name of love.
You know, I seen, and that's interesting you would ask that because I did see the playlist, and his name ain't nowhere even close by the playlist. I don't even think anyone just thought about it, but if they did, you know, all the planners, they must have ruled that out because I got some friends over here, some ladies over here, they having a whole big problem. They don't even think 30 years is enough. Whatever years he got, they was like, they start acting like Mud Deer. Give him, you know, 10 more years extra. You know, I found myself, I sung I Believe I Can Fly. I done got rebuked. And I was like, listen, now. I say, now, listen, R. Kelly has some great songs now. We got to get that to him. They done snatched everything. You know we'll counsel people. You know we don't do it. Yeah. Hey, we'll counsel you. We just counsel culture. You know, he's been counseled on my side of town.
Yeah.
And what was your other question, Mrs.?
But we will support you, too. You know what I'm saying? We will support you to the end, but we definitely will counsel you. Go ahead, T. Smiley, your other question.
Oh, the other question was...
What was your other...
You know, how did you... It was... I think you got it. It was... I had asked,
how did you feel? And
yeah, how did you
feel? Music?
Yeah, would you be playing music? So.
No, I just ain't talking. I think I'm going to bring that up. Man, can we get some steps to, you know, play some more kids? See what's going to happen. You know, and see what kind of looks I'm going to get. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's going to happen.
I'm just tied off to the right when you say that.
Because I don't want no one to ruin Amanda's day, and they play that, and everybody walk out and take their gifts. the audacity,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that part.
Listen, well, I am excited and delighted, as E-Man will say, to be here tonight and hang out with you guys on the Kia D Unplugged show.
Yeah,
extraordinary, amazing
yeah.
Monday night. We love, love, love what we do here, and we appreciate you hanging out with us. Check us out every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are live. We'll also be live on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time for the After the Lights Go Out radio show. T. Smiley, why don't you tell them about our weekend lineup?
Yes, yes, I will. And before I do that, listen, I just wanted to say earlier we had a, you know, I said something, but I just want to be sure that I love everybody. I don't care. I don't care what you are, who you identify as. I love y'all. We cool, man. We cool. It's T. Smiley here. Listen, I love you. But that was like an inside church joke. You know what I'm saying? Only us few that know what we're talking about. Kind of, we understand, but
right.
You know, I love y'all. But yes, I will be coming back on Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time for the Cave Radio Show with your boy T-Smiley, which is me. And we'll have Mr. E-Man in the building for sure. He always there, you know what I'm saying? I know he ready for us to get back on it. And, you know, we have a lot of topics, a lot of stuff to talk about. We got to catch back up and talk about, you know, man, the NBA, all these trade talks, man. We're talking about, you know, NFL getting ready to start. I mean, the season is here, you know, and so, you know, we're talking about sports, you know, we're gonna dig a little bit more in this R. Kelly situation and talk about some of the songs and kind of describe how, you know, it could have played a part in, you know, what he was doing all throughout these years. But anyway, yes, T. Smiley Show on Saturdays, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, as well as on Sunday mornings with Shine Lord Radio with Pastor Jeremy Glenn. And, yeah.
Why don't you, E-Man, tell them what else happens on Sundays?
And then you got a brand new day with Emily Blue. You can check those ladies out at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's brand new day with Emily Blue and Dion Lack. Inspiration, communicate, what is it, Conversation Inspiration Radio with Dion Lack and Emily Blue. Then you can slide over to the domino table with me and Mr. T. Smiley. Come around the domino table on Sunday nights with the E-Man After Show. We put a big six question out there, and we discuss it, you know. And it's just off the chain over here. We Talk Radio Network. How about we?
And listen, we got I don't know if she said this earlier, but on Wednesdays, after the lights go out, y'all know how we do
it. Grown folks show only. Is that the grown folks show?
Yeah, that's the grown folks show. So, you know, at 8 o'clock, you tell them to get your kids, put them in the bed, get them out the room, you know what I'm saying? Because we, you know, we have, you know, grown-up talk. You know, it ain't all what you think, but, you know, we have fun.
Right.
That's right. Come join us next Monday night. We are going to be talking about some incredible things, including Donald Trump, Mar-a-Lago. He just got a search warrant. Right. They literally searched his safe and everything. They've gone through all his stuff. So we're going to talk about that and more on Monday. And we got special guests coming up next week on the After the Lights Go Out radio show and the Cave radio show, as well as the E-Man After Show and Brand New Day with Emily Blue. So check out our shows all month long. We got amazing things happening. These incredible people will be joining me as well. Any final thoughts for the evening, you guys? Bernice, I'll let you go first.
I love it when you do that, Queen. I love it when you do that. Hey, the only thoughts I have is to not melt. Remember, do not melt. Stay hydrated. And also, Queen, I wanted to bring this up earlier, but we will talk about it on Monday next week. I don't know if any of you heard about the Mike Tyson ordeal with, if I'm not mistaken, the Hulu, how they stole his story.
Oh, yeah, I heard that this morning.
I have not heard about that.
We'll talk about that more on Monday.
Wow, yes. I'll be ready.
Yeah,
oh,
we'll talk
man,
about that.
Man, I'll be ready. Cool. Well, it's going down. Y'all make sure y'all check us out on all of our social media platforms, on YouTube, LinkedIn, all that good stuff. We're on TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Twatter, all that. You name it. IG, We Talk Radio Network is the place to be. I love it. Thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. Wait, I didn't get the final words from E-Man and T. Smiley. Go ahead, E-Man.
Well, let's thank B-I-G, because I believe in God, and God believes in me, and we're all living proof. Mr.
Amen.
T.
Man, I love it. Mr. T.
What am I supposed to be saying again?
Your final thought.
My final thought? Oh, okay. All right. Final thought. I'm sorry. Final thought. This has been an incredible show. I'm kind of excited and happy to be back. Just getting back out, you know, talking to everybody and having fun with you guys. So final thoughts is make it the best day, make it the best rest of the week. God bless, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Wednesday night it is. Thank y'all again for being here tonight. We're going to pray us out as we always do. Father God, we just thank you so much for allowing us to be here tonight. We thank you that this is a day that you made specifically for us. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for the promises that you made for us, Father God. And we hold tight to those every single day. And as we lay down tonight, we pray that you will keep us in a very sound sleep around the globe. Every child, Father God, will have no worries tonight, Father God. They won't go to bed hungry tonight. Every belly is full, Father God. We pray that they will have a soft, cushiony bed to sleep in tonight. From every adult to every child, right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray for peace right now over this land, Father God. We know that there are some, Father God, that are just evil and just causing turmoil, but we pray right now for peace, Father God, all over this land, Lord God. We pray that you would bring us back again on Wednesday night, and we thank you so much for continuing to keep us right here on We Talk Radio Network. Thank you so much for this platform and continuing to provide it to us every single day. Praise your holy and righteous name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank y'all.
Amen.
For
amen. Amen. Amen.
Check us out tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. for Groovy Tuesday. Come get your groove on with some amazing music. It goes down. Shout out to the incredible Mitchell who produces that show. Thanks again for being here on this amazing Monday night. It goes down. Check us out next week. We'll see you Wednesday. Monday, so we don't even know. It's hard to keep up. But we will see you. But we will see you. Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.
Good night.
Peace.
is Pastor Jeremy J. Glenn, Senior Pastor of Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. We call it Soil Church, asking you to come grow with us in the soil. If you're looking for good, sound, biblical teaching right from the Word of God, come grow with us in the soil. You can find us on Facebook under Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. Follow us and find us on YouTube, Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. And as always, you can tune in on We Talk Radio's Shine Lord 10 a.m. right here on We Talk Radio as well. And we're asking you to come grow with us in the soil. Don't meet us there, beat us there. And I can assure you, God will have a word for your soul. So come grow with us in the soil, and you can tune in every Sunday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time live, or on We Talk Radio at 10 a.m. every Sunday. I'm looking for you to come grow with us in the soil.
We Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action. Using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently, we are streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We have something for everyone. Tune in at WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.